Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This, again, is late night prayer. Praise God. Amen. I am trying to pray on various days, various times, amen, in those days. Amen. This is still 40 days of prayer. Amen. Praise God with some fasting in it. And I just praise God for what he's doing in my life. Amen. He has really, amen, impacted it so much. Amen. I'm going through a life-changing experience. You know, when the Hebrews begin to complain to God and pray out to him, amen, he heard their prayers, amen, and delivered them out of Egypt, away from Pharaoh, amen. And when they came out, with much great and abundance, wealth and substance. Amen. Praise God. God is so wise. He told them, now, I want you to borrow from every Egyptian. You can borrow whatever it is, gold, silver, pots and pans. Amen. And God, amen, praise God. He's a God that borrows sometime, amen, and he don't have to. But he's teaching us a lesson in doing this here. We in a system where the government is not a friend to us. And so sometimes we have to literally go and borrow, get loans and stuff like that in order to help us. Well, my prayer tonight is because of what we're going through, we need to learn how to adjust and transition me. Amen. Praise God. A lot of us don't want to go through that. They don't want to. They all they think about is that Egypt land. Amen. The leeks and the garlic and all that good meat and stuff they thought, amen, they couldn't do without. They learned how to live without it in the wilderness. And then they learned that God was their provider. We as the body of Christ need to understand who our provider is. And once we can accept that, amen, then we can go through our transitioning smoothly. When they were, amen, delivered out of Egypt, they went into the wilderness. And the wilderness literally represents a place of no hope, of no beginning and no ending. It's just there. And in it, there is no life-sustaining forces. And God made it that way for, number one, the enemy that would pursue them and all the other nations that would try to fight against them. But he made it that way to teach them a lesson that he was El Shaddai, amen, that he was El Elyon, praise God, Jehovah, Jireh, amen, our provider. And he also wanted them to know that, praise God, you can't do nothing. You can't transition without him. Because he is the one that brings forth the purpose in your life and ordain your life to be so that you can be a blessed nation. Amen. Praise God. And until they passed the test in the promised land, amen, they couldn't, in the wilderness, they couldn't go to the promised land. A lot of us are not passing our test. We have so many, many different ways and characters about our own individual lives and way of doing things until we just shipwrecking everything. And see, I'm like this here, all God want to do is bless you, feed you, keep food on your table, transportation, give you that mansion, give you everything you want and need right down here in the earth realm. So Exodus 13 and 14 and 15 tells you about them. The plight of the Hebrews and the attitude in the midst of everything. Amen. Your attitude is your attitude. Praise God. What's how you deal with it? So we're going to pray for transitioning. Amen. And be assured that God is able to do everything to fail. Ain't nothing impossible for him. He is a God of many, 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 many strategies and wisdom. And he will bring you out. See, because in the wilderness, you're being made, and the only one can get the glory out of your life is him. When you try to get the glory out of it, you make mistakes. That's why, amen, all of them died, amen, praise God, in the wilderness, amen, praise God. And God raised up a whole new set of people that, amen, praise God, he would take into the promised land. We as the body of Christ need to recognize who God is. He's faithful. And if you thought you were going to get the glory out of everything, I mean, you'd mess up in a minute, praise God. And that delays you. So we ask God to build up our character, amen, tonight, and to give us that clarity that we need, amen, to go through our wilderness experiences. For Moses had to go through his. And while he was going through, amen, praise God, he literally stayed in the wilderness 40 years. He had to learn the terrain, Father, we know that. Amen, praise God, and we thank you for what you're doing. He had to learn how to get in and out of nations, amen, and most of the times he had to go in, amen, in ways that we couldn't understand because, amen, they probably would have killed him because he wasn't of their nation. That's the way it is, amen. It was back then, and Father, we know that even now, today, we are being killed because we are not of the Blues or the Crips. We are not of their race, and we live in the wrong neighborhood and end up getting killed trying to stay there. And God is saying, get out of the wilderness, amen, and the only way you can get out, amen, is through obedience. So, Father God, I ask you, those that are making a tremendous change in their life, a tremendous transitioning, amen, God, that you would strengthen us, that you would teach us, let wisdom, amen, guide us, and let the Holy Spirit guide and teach us into all truth. We bless you tonight. We bless you for what you're doing and what you're about to do, because there's none other. I ask that you would keep our children, amen, as they go through their wilderness experience. Keep, amen, the husband and the wife that's trying to do things without the permission of the Lord, and they're messing up their marriages and their homes. Amen. They're going through a wilderness experience, and they think they're doing it right. Amen. And they're going around, amen, in a circle. Oh, but there's a mountain that said grace. It's written grace upon it. And that grace is sufficient. Amen. And we found that grace more so with Jesus Christ. But I'm asking you, Lord God, to send his blood. Let Jesus' blood be shed, God, that we all might have a right to the tree of life. God, we ask you to, God, just cover us today, God. Cover our homes. Hallelujah. Our amen. Praise God. Jobs. In the name of Jesus, cover our children, amen, our finances, in the name of Jesus, and allow us a chance to be, amen, praise God, what you have purposed and foreordained us to be. I just want to give you glory tonight, God, and all honor and all the praise, because, amen, we, as the body of Christ, amen, we need you. We need Jesus' blood. We need the truth. We need, amen, a way of getting out of the wilderness. And you sent your word to heal us, to set us free and deliver us. Now, God, we literally need deliverance from drugs and alcohol. Amen. We need deliverance from homosexuality and lesbianism. amen, fornication, pornography, sugar diabetes, the sicknesses and AIDS and heart troubles, and amen, a heart transplant, kidney transplant, amen, we need healing, amen, praise God, some of us from drug abuse and abuse of all manner of chemicals in the body. And we need to, Lord God, amen, for the children that are coming up, amen, the children that have been molested and been abused by their parents, friends, associates. Lord God, you can turn it around and you can bring them out of that wilderness experience. They don't have to live in it. They don't have to abide in it, God. But God, amen, praise God, if they walk in obedience, some of them, amen, that are out of order, Lord God, we know that you can bring them back in. That backslider, amen, we know that you can bring him back to the foot of the cross, or her back to the foot of the cross. Lord God, amen, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you, Lord God, because, amen, what you have done and what you're about to do, God, we know that God, amen, praise God, it's you that's going to bring us out. It's you that's going to keep us. It's you that's going to strengthen us. It's you that's going to get the glory out of us. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let everything that has been praise you tonight. We praise you. We bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We want to shabak you tonight. We want to todah you. We want to barak you. Amen. Because, Lord God, you are our Jehovah Nisi. Amen. You are the one that, amen, created the heavens and earth. And if we keep in mind that you are Jesus Christ, the Alpha and Omega, I know that we just let our blood be saturated with your blood. Let us have a blood transfusion. And, Lord God, you, amen, praise God, keep us. Amen. While we getting that transfusion, amen, and becoming fully, amen, the servant of the Most High God, because we are new creatures born again, amen. We, amen, become, amen, no longer, amen, of the old Adamic nature, but the nature of Jesus Christ, amen, having the fruit of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. And I want to give you glory, God. All honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Have a wonderful night. Amen. God bless.